welcome back. And I guess we have a scheduling conflict. Emil de Toffel from Leslie Meff can't make it. We'll see if we can get Jim. Or bring Tim back. I guess we'll bring back Tim early because we have tons of stuff to cover. I don't think people realize just how desperately late the hour is. In September, and we talked about this in the last few days and with Jonathan Gray yesterday, that the Pope is going to announce that the God of this earth is Lucifer, Satan. I'm not kidding you. Now, even if you're not religious and you're an agnostic, whatever, you have to understand that if a lot of the people on earth believe this evil and foolishness, it's going to make life pretty miserable for a lot of people, especially if they try to declare a global world religion, which is a combination of agnosticism and animism and shamanism, Islam and Christianity, some kind of amalgam, and make private religion illegal. One of the interesting comments that Jonathan made was that after the meeting of the that happened basically, because remember now the Jesuits have now infiltrated the Russian Orthodox Church, after that meeting, the Putin declared that private home churches were illegal, and you can only have public churches and their public approved churches of the state. That's pretty nasty. Now, people might be deluded to think that Mr. Putin's a good guy. And in some ways, he's quote, you know, the old story is in the Middle East, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, that is a temporary situation unless your enemy becomes your enemy again. Ah, we got Emil. Emil, that's good. I'm glad you can make it. I was worried that we had a conflict in terms of scheduling. I want to talk about all the dangers that the human biology is exposed to right now, and you're an expert on it, in terms of electrosmog, ultraviolet radiation, and radiation in general. Now, when I look at my radiation detector, which I have in my bedroom, and I have one in my studio, too, which I'm trying to hook up to software, and I think somehow we had a misconnection, so somebody thought I shouldn't have received that package of things connecting, so you're going to resend that to me, to connect to my computer, because I want to put it on my website, what the radiation count is here. Now, we're at 1,000 feet in North County, San Diego, about 50 miles north of the Mexican border. And our level of radiation is pretty minuscule compared to Northern California. And also, the jet stream dives into the Midwest and shoots back up again. We know that the levels of radioactive cesium and other isotopes is very variable, but it tends to increase dramatically if there's rain or precipitation snow. We don't have any data. Under the administration of Obama, the most non-transparent administration probably in American history, although we wanted to have hope and change and be transparent, everything he said is completely the opposite of reality. When I contacted Senator Feinstein and Senator Wyden up in Oregon 5 years ago after the disaster at Fukushima Daiichi, and I proposed that we do use these radiation detectors that you sold to me, and that people literally put them in all the commercial aircraft and connect by UPS, USB connection, to send the data in real time so they know the flight path of the aircraft to determine the radiation plume location, and then would have an automatic system to absorb, to literally suck in air and put it in a compressed chain of custody bottle and send it off to a lab to be like Geordie Labs to actually get what's called nuclear magnetic spectroscopy so we know what we call the isotope signature was in that particular air sample, say 25 or 35,000 feet. Now, if we had a real-time radiation plume, we'd also know, for example, that as of 3 years ago, Malaysian Airlines flying to Vancouver, which flies directly through the primary radiation plume, which is pretty high altitude, by the way, we've discovered indirectly that the people who have carried these radiation detectors, that most of the radiation by the time it comes to North America is at higher altitudes. It's not at ground level. Although we're still seeing fluctuations. For example, I see my radiation detector 17, 20 units and then bump up to 58, 62. So we're still seeing fluctuation levels of radiation that's coming through, but nowhere near what it is at high altitude, where the air is now sucked in and compressed them, you know, so many times to maintain a pressure equivalent to 8,000 feet when you're at 40,000 feet. What do you think of that situation? It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Well, it's pretty crazy, and it's very dangerous for the people who fly occupationally, whether pilot and crew, or people who travel for business and are frequently flying.
Right. Now,
it's not a good environment.
Well, the Malaysian Airlines have actually reduced the flight crew and pilots, so they cannot fly more than once a month because they're getting mouth sores, skin sores, loss of hair, and other effects on their body. So they're basically getting
good for them for recognizing it.
Yeah, and they recognize, realize they're getting some degree of radiation poisoning every time they fly through it because they're concentrating the air outside the aircraft, inside, and increasing the radiotoxic dosage by quite a few times. So if it's compressed, let's say 10 times, it's 10 times more per cubic air, you know, meter of air, so it's 10 times more radiation, too. Now, when I've asked these questions, and I have begged, we had, there's a number of so-called pundits out there, you know, whether it's Michio Kaku or other experts that have talked about this, and I begged for scientific validation or attacks. Do you think I have any in the last 5 years, even though I published a book on this? No, not one. And we're talking about the 40,000 scientists that so-called Michio Kaku says are part of his organization are concerned about Fukushima Daiichi. When I contacted Senator Feinstein and Wyden and asked them, I said, what are you doing with the National Radiation Detector System? In Idaho, where it really spiked up high, because remember, Idaho's at higher altitude, so it's going to, bam, hit the radiation detector. They just literally shut it down. They never set it back up again. Now, on the other hand, we get disinformation people, like the Veterans Today people. And I asked the guy who was putting out these articles, who's apparently not well himself physically, the source of his radiation thing, because he's talking about levels of radiation that are out of touch with reality, okay? Now, if you want to confuse people, you either say there's nothing here, just keep moving, or you tell them it's so crazy that nobody with a rational mind, and you won't show your sources of what your radiation detectors or your network and how it's being set up, that nobody can believe you, so everybody goes back to sleep and say, I can't deal with this. It's either nothing or it's so crazy that, you know, my skin's going to fall off. And I'm very disturbed by this because what I find is even in the alternative media, most of it, 99%, dealing with almost every issue, is irrelevant or a lie or a information spin. And that includes the people like, you know, Catherine Albrecht, Alex Jones, many other people who take their tact and think they're an expert in something and they don't have a clue. Not even the faintest clue. And if they actually had to defend a PhD over their so-called thesis, they would lose in the first half hour and be told to leave and go back to get their bachelor's degree, whatever specialty they wanted to run a PhD thesis on. So the first thing I tell people is I'm going to try to set up my own radiation network. And what I want you to do today is say, look, get Inspector Plus. You have the radiation network software. We're going to work on trying to get a platform so we can actually post it up on our site. Because everybody who's done it has done it screwy. When I talked to the guy who was doing it for rents, and I argued with this guy, and he pretends he was an expert. I am an expert on radiation toxicology and so on, and he's not. And this idiot was doing it the wrong way. He was only looking at one particular isotope and so on. I'm saying, you're not going to get the proper data, guy. You need to have a broad spectrum, capture technology that's going to pick up a number of different isotopes because you don't know what the isotope mix is that particular day. And you need to also make sure that you know also the location, including maybe their altitude, because it's going to differ quite a bit in an altitude. And you want a real-time map so people can see real-time what's going on. But I also want people to start pushing their congressmen and senators to get a radiation plume map from commercial airliners. These commercial airliners are crisscrossing the sky every day. If we had a real-time map, you could go clock, click, 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 and you could actually see where the radiation plumes were. And if the plume is moving toward your area and there's a storm front, high and low, so there's going to be a weather system and precipitation. You need to start dealing with this like having raincoats outside and boots and so on and a decon shower and realize that you're dealing with a radiation situation that's so dire that you're bioaccumulating radioisotopes. Now, they did research on gerbils and they found that when radioactive cesium is accumulated, the massive increase in breast cancer was mind-boggling and the amount of cardiac arrhythmias, atrial fibrillation, and dementia went through the ceiling. So what do you think of that?
I wasn't aware of cardiac arrhythmias being associated with radioactivity.
Radioactive cesium,
yeah.
Now,
I wasn't aware.
You have these available now. You mentioned the other day about there's things that cover your pillow to stop the cell phone, but people are not aware. The real data surge with these smart meters hasn't even happened yet. And with all these smart appliances, most people don't realize that most of your appliances that are being sold now in 2014, 15, 16 are smart compliant, which means they have 2 to 2.6 gigahertz chips inside them that are going to communicate with your smart meter. You're aware of that, right?
Right. That's right.
Now, these smart appliances are going to talk to they're going to communicate. And the amount of data, they're communicating, these little burps causes radiation that disrupts your DNA, because your DNA communicates with your cell membranes and ion channels to tell them to absorb or reject minerals and other nutrients. Now, when you jam communications, you literally jam life, because life is biophotons interacting with transmembrane ion channels and controller proteins that unveil or cover up portions of your DNA. And people don't get this. They don't get this, that smart meters and Wi-Fi networks and cell phones are toxic to human biology and all of the living things, in fact, in bees. It's not just neonicotinoid pesticides, which they do to fry their little brain, or GMO food where they have BT toxins that gets in the gut bacteria and generates the Bacillus thuringiensis toxins that causes beeheimers. It's probably the worst toxin is Wi-Fi networks and cell phones and radiation towers like Gwen Towers that are producing radiation that disrupts literally cellular biology. So tell us about what you provide to give people protection from the smart meters. I mean, the first thing we do, I've got a Stetcherizer through my home. I also have taken off my smart meter. People, oh, I can't do that. The power company may sue me. Who cares? Sue them back. Give them notice. Give them the federal law, which actually says they don't have a right to actually even put it on your home. They have a right to make sure that you have a right to opt out. And we've had communication with people around the world, from Ireland to Norway to wherever, that have told me that this damn program is going on everywhere on the planet. It's being pushed by the United Nations as part of this climate control garbage that Obama's pushing now in the waning months of his presidency. And he tried to even get a Jinping in China to agree to this climate control garbage, which would kill the economy, by the way, in third world or second world countries. By, you know, not having scrubbers, which is important to get rid of the pollution, but getting rid of energy generation and electric is really, really crazy. So what do you provide to help people protect themselves from the smart meters?
So I would always recommend to start by getting a meter that you can use to measure the radiation from your smart meter. The reason for this, I'll give you an example. I was living in a house some years back, and they installed a smart meter, and I went out and measured, and outside in the driveway where the meter was, the radiation levels were quite high, and even at some distance from the device. When I went inside the house and measured in the area of the wall where that meter was mounted, I found that there was absolutely no radiation from this smart meter coming into the house, and I was puzzled. I went back outside, and I knocked on the wall, and it was covered with aluminum siding, and which is a very effective shield for radio frequency radiation. So here we were with a smart meter mounted on my own house, which I hadn't known about, only to find out that I was lucky enough to have aluminum siding, and so didn't end up with a problem. So I would not, I would discourage anyone from making an assumption, because I see something, therefore I know what my electromagnetic situation is. You don't. I guarantee you don't. You can see a cell phone tower off in the horizon and assume you have a problem with that. You can see a fluorescent light and assume you have a problem with that. And 99 times out of 100, you will not see what the real sources of the problem are.
Right.
So you have to start with a meter and go around your home and diagnose what are the problems in my environment. Is it my smart meter? Is it my alarm clock? Is it my juicer? You know, what are the problems in my
home? What's the most common neurological symptom of people exposed to electropollution?
The first ones that people will notice tend to be neurological. So headaches, irritability, sleeplessness, forgetfulness, or inability to concentrate.
Well, when they put the smart meter, which they didn't tell me about, because they say, we're putting a meter, upgrading your meter. And I didn't know for a week or so. I said, oh, my God. I'm hyper high-energy guy anyway. I mean, I do more work than most seven people. But when I put the smart meter, the maximum sleep I got was 45 minutes at a stretch. Then I came home and realized it, so that's when I contacted you. I said, what the heck is this? And then you sent me the gigahertz solution machine. I said, oh, my gosh, this is hitting over 2,000 microwatts per square meter, not like they said, a couple times a day, but every 7 seconds. And I got so mad, I called these characters, well, take this damn thing off. No, we're not going to, it's your new meter. So I said, I'm just taking it off. Oh, you do that, we're going to, then their lawyer contacted me and said, if you take it off, we're going to sue you and we're going to put you in jail for a year. I said, you know what, I'm going to sue your butt and I'm going to put you in jail, bud. I'm going to take it off. So I did. And then they came out and they said to me, well, you're just delaying putting on the meter, said, you must have missed that class in grade two, which means the word never. You didn't ever heard the word never before. Now, I got to tell you, here's what I discovered. Now, I have nutraceuticals that help reverse that. Brain Mag, which calms the brain down and protects against electropollution. It's our primary thing. And Calm Mind. And Melatonin TR, because the first thing that happens is you disrupt the pineal gland and what's called a pacemaker of your brain. Now, believe it or not, the best treatment I've found besides those nutraceuticals is MicroPulse, which we sell. And if you contact me, I can give you the MicroPulse contact. It literally is a Schumann resonance generator to reactivate the Schumann resonance in your brain. It's a pacemaker for all the nuclei and what's called a phonon maser generator in your brain that generates the resonance frequency to make you still have your organs be your liver and your kidneys. And there's nothing that makes my insomnia go away better than my nutraceuticals, Brain Mag and Calm Mind, which I have right now in my drink along with Sports Energy Light, and the use of my little MicroPulse that I do bitemporally at night. I turn the thing on, I'm off to sleep. So people need to realize electropollution, and this is interesting because I think one of the institutes that I know of that's really well respected, about 35% of people, quote, have symptoms of electrosmog pollution. You know, subtle symptoms, sometimes not so damn subtle. Like serious insomnia, agitation, depression, whatever, anxiety attacks, neurologically. But then they get other problems, blood sugar, weight gain, adrenal distress, all kinds of weird stuff, getting strange infections. One of the things that I discovered was the number of people that have been helped by using a Schumann resonance regenerator like the MicroPulse is amazing. And my theory I'm presenting now in Las Vegas, I'm going to say partially, is due to the research on this, but also going back 36 years to my work on pulse magnetic fields. Because I got a magnetic field machine from Holland, I was one of the team doctors for the Calgary Flames, and I started working with a PhD engineer to try to get a black box to look at frequencies and how it affects the body. And when we decoded the box, I actually generated a machine called a Dynatens, the first morphogenic field machine in the world. And I have patents going back to 1986, 30 years ago. I presented my paper in 1982 to a panel of biophysicists, including Dr. Rollins, the head of biophysics at the University of Calgary, called Phonon Maser Cytogenetics. Now, I have got a background in quantum physics, so I presented this in quantum energy transfer equations, explaining exactly how biological systems apply quantum law. Now, Dr. Nesterov in the Russian Academy of Sciences works with the cosmonauts, and Dr. Zhu, who's one of the PhD engineers who worked at MIT for a while, came from China, develop technologies based on this diagnostics, which is our QRMA and metapathy, which we use for looking at the quantum physics of the biology of the body. Electropollution is not a minor thing. It's almost like strapping a Fukushima reactor on the side of your head or your house. I mean, the radiation that's being generated from this is not ionizing like, you know, typical radioactive cesium, you know, going to generate gamma rays or neutron flux or whatever, but it's equally or even more damaging to the cell biology. And people don't get this, do they?
No, they don't. I was just reading today on the internet about the physicist who was saying, oh, no, electromagnetic fields cannot cause DNA breaks or cancer because the energy is too low to ionize the atom, too low to
break it. We're not talking about ionization. I had a PhD physicist whose wife was an environmental doctor, came up to me at the old a Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C. This is about 8 or 9 years ago, and I did a talk called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine there. And he came up, being a smartass, and figured he knew more than Dr. Deagle about quantum physics and so on. And I start taking him apart, and you saw the amazing shrinking PhD physicist in front of his wife, and she was laughing so hard, I thought she was going to bust a rib. Because here she's an environmental doctor. She wanted to hear my talk because she wanted to know why is cell phones dangerous. Because she could see the evidence of people coming in with symptoms with the damn cell phone slapped on the side of their head. Or now the incidence of tumors, you know, meningiomas, craniopharyngiomas, multicenter gastrogliomas is extremely dominant on the hand-dominant side of your head. So if you're putting your cell phone on the right side of your head, you got about a 300% more chance that that's where your tumor is going to reside. If people don't think there's a direct link, they're stupid or evil, or they're just not even paying attention. Back in a moment with more from Emil.
Yeah. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Directly at the front page of NutraMedical, we will get, of course, a tag which tells them over at LessEMF that the referral came from us, so we get credit, which is important to support our show and our ministry. But I think it's important people realize there's very few places where you're getting the truth about the danger of electro pollution, and it's being spread like cancer. By the way, most people don't realize, even for decades, long before smart meters, that the power corporations have been dumping dirty electricity back into the ground. And if you have magnetite in the ground, and I talked to various experts that have actually been like one of our doctor colleagues in Northern California, that if you take oscilloscopes, you can actually see the magnetite carry the dirty electricity literally tens of kilometers through the ground or through water, like an aquifer, And people can have a home in the middle of nowhere, not connected to anything, with tons of electro pollution coming into their property. They need to realize that the geomagnetic and geopathic properties of the Earth itself can generate electro pollution naturally, which is why Native people stayed away from certain places to set up settlements. For example, there's an area along the Bow River in Calgary, and there's also an area in Denver where the Native peoples wouldn't never try to set up a settlement. So what people need to start realizing is that electro pollution is bad, and what we've done now, we've released a thermonuclear scalar bomb. And when you hear physicists say, well, it's not ionizing, it didn't reach the KeV, these people are completely devoid of logic, common sense, and even qualifications to have a statement on this fact when they know nothing about the scalar physics of biological systems. It's disturbing how ignorant they are and how arrogant these SOBs are. And I dare anybody out there to think that they know better than Dr. Deagle, because I'm a prescient world-class expert. And I'm going to tell you out there, I'm really angry about the fact that smart meters are still spreading. They also cause a fire hazard. In fact, we saw fire hazards happen in Saskatchewan. You know what the Saskatchewan government did? Something logical. They outlawed smart meters because they were a fire hazard. They actually created harmonic radiation that increased the chances of wiring going on fire and stepped on transformers in people's homes. Do you hear about that?
No, I hadn't.
So in Saskatchewan, Canada, eh? They're outlawed. Now, in New York State, they actually read the federal act, which said, by the way, this allows you to have the idea to opt in to get a smart meter. And they realized that legally they were on extremely thin ice, and it was getting thinner. So the New York, the state of New York, basically, if you just say, I don't want a smart meter, they don't argue with you at all. In fact, they realize they don't have any legal right to even insist you have a smart meter. That's one of the few bright lights. Places like Ireland, too, they're fighting it like crazy. And the Irish are kind of more logical. That's why they're good at mathematics. One of the best places in the world for mathematics. That's why a lot of computer companies are there. And they're getting it. There's places around the world getting it, realizing they've had something foisted on them. It's tied to this carbon credit garbage and this idea of controlling the amount of energy being generated and et cetera. You know, all this craziness about carbon credits. At the same time, they're destroying carbon-based systems, which is us. So, and then on top of that, we have extreme pollution now in the environment because the pollution we're releasing from Fukushima and the pollution where we don't have scrubbers on our generation systems like the dirty coal in China, the nitric oxide does get to the upper atmosphere and destroys the ozone. So the ground level of ultraviolet light, not only from the output by the sun, but the thinning of the ozone layer is causing tremendous increases in higher energy UV, B, C, and D. And you have meters that can measure that too. People should realize 73% plus of the ultraviolet energy now is not just UVA. It is higher energy light, much higher than it was 24 or 25 years ago, and it's deadly. It photoactivates toxic pollution in your body, including glyphosates and toxic metabolites in your body, and drugs like PPAR gamma 1 inhibitors, for example. So you have those meters as well. So go to Less EMF if you really want to know. Are you being fried from the inside out like the proverbial frog in the beaker? The answer is, in many ways. Scalar pollution, electromagnetic pollution, ultraviolet light, and radiation. And if you don't know what you have, you can't avoid it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're an amazing guy. You actually put together not only all the RSS feeds and Deagle Network and Blueberry and so on for me, but also did it as a favor to me for Republic Broadcasting. By the way, Republic Broadcasting was not charged 1 cent. I paid for even the Monster, host Monster, to allow them to actually have their system completely separate, which, by the way, we're going to make sure it's deducted from our next account charge, which we pay to be on air here to do commercials on Republic Broadcasting. And I don't know how many of the broadcasters pay, but we pay. I wanted to thank you for all you've done there, and also the fact that you've been had a mission in your mind. I think you started in 2009 with an idea of your PBRDI website, which we're going to post a link up to. And we also want to have other affiliates around the country. Some are just going to have diagnostics. For example, at the moment, mobile diagnostics, you're going to have QRMA, and metapathia, and even the bioplasm. And some of clinics, like one we're talking to now that actually has a QRMA machine, the in Palm Desert, California, outside Palm Springs, California, east of L.A., they're going to have a QRMA machine, but they also have some therapy machines. So if you're in that area, you can actually get a QRMA test done. The cost for a QRMA test, just a QRMA, and an interpretation is $300. When you get a QRMA done, you send a compressed file, an abbreviated history form, which I'm going to make sure that the people have, and then I will do an analysis to tell you what NutriMeds and technology. Now, if you go elsewhere and do not get the technology or NutriMeds from me, you're done. We're not going to help you anymore. You have to understand, you have to support what we're doing in our ministry, and I want you to get the nutraceuticals that are going to make you better. Not a pseudo, you know, you don't take the label off a bottle of something and think that the label is going to heal you. If you don't have the right nutraceuticals like Vanaway or Diosmin, your kidney function is not going to come back on the QRMA or metapathia test, and your microalbuminuria is not going to disappear. Okay? So get it. Do not, and I'm going to say this absolutely, do not second-guess Dr. Deagle. I don't care if you're a health professional or think you got a PhD, whatever. Do not. That's an absolute rule. Now, I'm going to help you because I'm going to tell you, I can tell you what conventional tests to be done if you need to see a specialist. For example, if you get a metapathia scan with Jim, and I look at that result, I may say, hey, you need to see a surgeon. You may need to see a urologist because your chances are you've got a bladder cancer, or you've got pyelonephritis that you didn't even know you had, a kidney infection, or you've got a nascent, benign tumor of your brain that's expanding, and you need to have it surgically taken care of by a neurosurgeon, or you have some blocked arteries in your heart, and if we don't reverse that, you're going to either get a stent or a bypass or faceplant and die of a heart attack, because 50% of women that have heart disease have no symptoms, are walking 4 or 5 miles a day, they feel perfectly fine, and they can walk along and faceplant in the sand. So don't presume, for God's sake, that you know better than Dr. Deagle. I guarantee you, you don't out there, okay? Don't even think about it. And if you want to have a dialogue or discussion with me or your specialist, believe me, it'll be unpleasant. What do you think, Jim?
Well, you know, when you're talking about the, like, silent symptoms, I could only speak personally because we do lie to ourselves about how well we feel. But we have that little bit inside of us to say, you know, I'd really like to know.
Yeah,
and
right.
I don't want to know at the same time.
Well, exactly. Minor symptoms will kill you. Major symptoms will bother you, and no symptoms at all will make you faceplant. In other words, you may not have symptoms at all before something bites you and says, by the way, you got pancreatic cancer, and it's in your liver and your spleen and up your spine.
Yeah.
You're kidding. And the doctor looks over the top of their glasses and says, I'm sorry, we'll try to give you chemo and give you an extra 3 months of life, but you'll be miserable as we do. Hair falls out and you die of a super infection or you bleed out. Have a nice day. Now, you got to understand our Obamacare, which is literally installing what's called postnatal abortion with death panels. Do you know that if you're a certain age, you don't even qualify for regular pain-by-numbers chemotherapy under Obamacare? Do you know you don't qualify for a clipped aneurysm in your brain if you're having a bleeding aneurysm that's expanding at 3 a.m. on Saturday? And the neurosurgeon has to clip that aneurysm within an hour and a half to 2 hours or you're dead? Do you know that if the doctor actually does it, there's a giant fine of six figures? And the second violation is prison and a $500,000 fine. Did you know that? Under Obamacare?
The only way I knew that is from what you said.
Right.
Because I had no idea.
Yeah. People that don't understand. When you get into the ugly details of Obamacare, now the insurance carriers can't even make enough money. You got to understand. We talked about this with Harley yesterday, and he told me something that scared the hell out of me, which I didn't know. I mean, I think I can't be scared of the hell out of. Big mistake on my part. Believe me, I screw up daily when I don't think I can have the hell scared out of me by the next day's news. What he told me yesterday is that Obamacare was completely set up by the insurances to get more liquid money so they can amalgamate because they're stuck in the derivatives market. And basically, they know that it's a eugenics program. They know that it's to deny care and to kill people. 86% of people even can't pay the co-pays for Obamacare for procedures under Obamacare, and more than 83% of all people who go bankrupt in America go bankrupt because they can't afford their health care. And the health care companies in some places, the only one left is like Blue Cross Blue Shield, and that's it. And they're all Humana and Aetna just pulled out a bunch of states because, well, we were expecting so many $1 trillion, so we don't go bankrupt because we're involved with the derivatives market. Derivatives, imagine. So health care in America is tied to the derivatives market, which is about to go pop. Okay, so a lot of people that have serious health and need interventions, even conventional interventions like surgery, they're not going to get it. Now, what you're doing is remarkable because you're offering New York and New Jersey people can come and contact you, and you can, I don't know whether you're going to go mobile, set up a particular facility, or go to a health facility where they have other treatments. But it's all up to you. But you're going to offer QRMA and metapathia tests, so people are going to find their pre-existing conditions or their existing conditions, and we can start to reverse the biology of what's underlying their cancer, their heart disease, or their health problems, including early dementia. Now, this is amazing. This is a step to give healthcare back to the people. It's a step to say, I don't care. And by the way, this will mean there'll be neurosurgeons and ENT doctors and dentists that are going to get work because they're going to fix things. It will be really bad because a lot of people don't have symptoms. They got an abscess tooth. I had one person the other day that I did a test on. He had an abscess tooth. He not only had nanobacteria in his tooth, he had amoeba. Ooh, ugly, like sewer amoeba.
Yeah.
Had another one that we tested, and he actually had chlamydia. Neither of these, he has a sexually transmitted disease, and if he gives this to a girl, she's going to become sterile because she'll get a pelvic inflammatory disease. Another person who thought they were fine had a giant abscess in their sinus cavity, and they needed to see an ENT surgeon because something really bad's going on there. Okay? So these were people that were either subclinical, they knew something was there for years, but they ignored it. Or there was something they had no idea that they had, which was deadly. Okay? So...
denial is not the way to go because, you know,
well, and the conventional
talked about this in the past.
And the 10 conventional doctors, in fact, this one person, this lady that I did a scan on, that she had this really weird stuff going on in her sinuses and an abscess tooth and some really, we call number sixes on her bladder, which means she's either got a bladder infection or a nascent bladder cancer, that I want to rescan her. But the thing is, and these are just friends because I'm not setting up an office. These are just a couple that I did here. What people need to understand, what you're providing is a service to people in the Northeast United States. So if they want these scans, they have to go through a Dr. Deagle-approved facility, and then I analyze the data and provide NutriMeds and referrals to clinics outside the United States to particular types of specialists. I'll even tell them what types of conventional advanced imaging tests and someone to do. For example, our ENT lady, I told her, you need to see an ENT specialist. You need to do a nasopharyngoscopy with a fiber optic nasopharyngoscope. You need to have spiral C-section CT scans. You need cultures of your sinuses to find out what the hell's going on in there because it's really, really bad. Okay? And she was totally unaware. She'd ignored symptoms for years that everything was fine. Just ignore it. No. You don't ignore it if it turns into a cancer or you've got an abscess going on there because the inflammation can go up and make you go blind or become demented. Most people aren't aware of that. They think, well, my sinuses are fine, Dr. Deagle. Really? They're really fine, are they? How many people do you think the inflammation was millimeters away from the cribriform plate in their anterior frontal lobes, and it's going to make their brain go on fire, called BOF, because they didn't ignore their chronic sinus infection?
Yeah.
And she had been
a lot of
clean bill of, health by her doctor, by the way. The doctor says, you're fine. We'll see you next year. You're kidding. And then when I checked her, her blood vessels were on fire. When we scanned her heart, she's already nascently working on blocking off at least half a dozen major arteries in her heart because she's postmenopausal now. So she's well on her way between age 50 and 60 to end up needing a bypass or stents or faceplanting. Because when women get heart disease, they don't have symptoms. They're out for a two or three hour walk, and they're fine, pacing themselves. And all of a sudden, they just don't feel good. And they end up faceplanting, and their heart just stops. So 50% of the time, now it's 30% for men, but for women it's 50%. So they don't get symptoms before they faceplant. They don't. When they arrest, they just go. And then hopefully if the ambulance gets there and then restarts their heart with 400 kilojoules over their chest, you know, they come back, and then you try to get them off to the ICU, and then they try to do a stent to reduce the amount of heart damage, and if it's really bad, they go into terminal congestive heart failure because so much of their heart is gone they can't pump. Now, I worked in the ICU for years, and I can tell you, I'm sick and tired of late diagnosis or not catching things early enough. I'm sick of it. Jimmy, you still there?
The part that you bring up, yeah, the part that you bring about is that I feel very strongly about is the non-symptom-based look at the tests that are going on.
And also the underlying causes of it. See, most people, by the time they're my age, which is 64 and a half, are on at least 9 to 12 drugs. By the time they're in their 50s, they're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, an antihypertensive, a cholesterol-lowering agent. I can't tell you how many people, when I review their consultation, I have to cut out immediately at least one-third of their drugs immediately and try to taper the rest. There's ones you can't taper very fast. You got to do real slow, like beta blockers. And everybody and their dog has been put on drugs that are what I call just plain dangerous that nobody should be on, or they're completely unnecessary because there's a natural alternative that's non-toxic. Like, for example, if your cholesterol is high, our omega cod liver liquor head-to-head will bring your cholesterol down just as well as a HMG chorea reductase inhibitor. Another class of drugs that will actually increase the risk of heart attacks is proton pump inhibitors. You know, they have this guy that's an idiot that likes barbecue and he's going to eat hot stuff and everything, and he's popping these proton pump inhibitors. He doesn't realize he's dramatically increasing the chances of a major heart attack by taking proton pump inhibitors like protopantoprazole, you know, Prevacid.
See, and when you're able to know this information and take the natural path through it, you keep yourself off from the toxic drugs.
Right. Now, and by the way, this transcends beyond somebody that's a naturopath that just knows herbal stuff, or a chiropractor who thinks he can manipulate your spine into place and fix everything, or a massage therapist who's going to massage to deal with the same issues that are keep recurring forever because they don't deal with the underlying problems as to why your joints are popping out because your muscle firing pattern, your interfascial tissues are inflamed as hell and they're sticking together because you're generating fibroblasts. We deal with the underlying problems. And we have nutraceuticals that intervene. And there'll be a few places where I'll say, okay, there's a couple of drugs here you can take. You know, if you still desire to take them, like an ACE receptor blocker. But people need to realize only 20% of drugs are appropriate 20% of the time. Most of the time, it's diet, lifestyle, specific, targeted, activated nutraceuticals like our NutriMeds are the only ones that I recommend. And technology, hyperbaric oxygen, lumen photon, pulse micropulse. And we have another device we'll be bringing on Dr. Bob Dennis from NASA about some newer developments on the micropulse and the new generations even after that. There's a new generation machine. And the whole idea of epigenetic therapy, which we're working on pulsed frequencies with light, Rife frequencies, etc. And I'm the first to actually pull off the frequencies from these diagnostic devices and actually give you the harmonic resonant frequency patterns in numerical things you can put into a computer to generate microcurrent or harmonic resonant Rife fields or light therapy. The first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's neat about this means diagnostically, when you call Jim, or contact Jim, he's going to be able to do a diagnosis on you of your, not just your current state now. He's going to say, oh, your magnesium's in your boots. Or your, no wonder your scars are never healing, or your wounds don't heal, or your nails are breaking off. Your silicon's in your boots because the reaction that cross-links collagen requires silicon. Or if you don't have silicon, boron, manganese, most people aren't aware that these other trace elements are necessary for bone. For example, our bone generator, his bone generator hormones, hydroxyapatite, silico-boron manganese in a proper concentrations to stimulate bone regeneration. You can't eat the White Cliffs of Dover and expect to grow bones. And also 42% of the dry weight of your bone is collagen type 29. How many doctors do you think know that 42% of the dry weight of your bones is collagen? How about zero? When they give you a drug which can cause a perforation of your lower esophagus, which is one of the common complications of these drugs that they give now, right?
No, absolutely, because the drugs that people are taking, they're actually just they're giving up a lot of their own power by just talking to the doctor. And the doctor's education, as you have said, and many people have said, their education sometimes goes to the pharmaceutical rep.
Well, what they make up in education is an arrogance. Most doctors, the MD stands for Mordo if they're a surgeon or a procedurist, or MD means magnificent deity. Doesn't mean they know more than you, because if you go on the internet or you listen to my show for 8 or 10 years, I guarantee you, you know 98% more than the average doctor about things that will influence the cause of disease, rather than these knucklehead doctors that have no training in advanced pathology, infectious disease, toxicology, genetics, epigenetics, and quantum biology. They know next to nothing. Now, this is people say, how dare you say that, Dr. Deagle? It sounds arrogant. I don't believe in what they call medically, politically correct speech. Now, that's why I'm like Trump. And I hear a lot of people say, oh, it's terrible. We're going to lose a politically correct president in Obama. That means you can't offend anybody with the truth. To me, an optimist.
The truth is offensive, you know, because it's as the people I've tested with the metapathia, they're scared. but at the end, they're very thankful that they know.
But here's the thing. When you get a metaphasia scan and I do an analysis, I can give you a pathway to get your health back, and you can go measure it to see if it worked. And then if you're really skeptical, and I tell people, keep your skepticals on. Don't believe anything I say. If you're really skeptical and you got a big bank account, I can order and recommend you go to doctors to see a specialist to get a spiral thin section CT of your sinus cavities and do special cultures, including mycology, at a reference lab. And there's five reference labs in the world for mycology if you're growing weird crap in your sinuses. I can send it off with a needle biopsy to a pathologist to do a karyotype analysis, and labs like in Cambridge, Massachusetts, do the genetic analysis of your tumor's genetics. How many doctors do you think are measuring the genetics of the cancer when they start treating with paint-by-numbers chemo? Huh?
Yeah.
Dr. Brzezinski and his son in Dallas, I personally financially supported them in lawsuits against the Texas State Medical Board to try to shut them down. Eventually, after them persisting, and we won these suits against these idiots in the Texas State Medical Board and proved that they were a cabal trying to suppress industry and advancement in the science of cancer treatment, we have the FDA now doing studies with Dr. Brzezinski, okay, for the last decade. So let's put it this way. We're not going away. We're not going to back down. We're going to provide technology to you. So if you want to get testing done in the Northeast United States, Jim Gersey is your guy. PPRDI, and what's the name of your website? What's the whole name, Jim?
It's PPRDI.com, and it's Peak Performance Research and Development Institute.
Very good. Back in a moment with Jim.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and so Here's the face of medicine in the 21st century. And I'm going to read an epitaph, say, from the 25th century. And Dr. Bones, one of his ancient ancestors, was a guy by the name of Dr. Bill Deagle in the 21st century. And Bones reads back through the 4D screen that Dr. Bill hypothesized that he could build Linus Pauling's field ion scanner based on research from Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow and Dr. Zhu in China, and based on quantum mechanics applied to biological systems, which he presented in a lecture not only in 1982 to a panel of biophysicists, but in 2016 to all the doctors at the primary meeting of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Now, when I present this lecture, and I want to make people fully understand this, this lecture is going to transform biology, not just human biology, but animal biology, plant biology, and exobiology, on whether or not plants can support human life or any form of life in distant star systems. This is going to describe what life is, and what it also is going to describe what disease is. In other words, this is going to give the keys to what's called, basically, not people aren't going to live forever, because whether you have a gamma burst or a star explode, whatever, you might live a really long time, though, compared to what we do now. They did an interesting study, an actuarial study, and they found out if people basically didn't get older, the average person would only live to be 476 years, and it'll be a lot less than that. Some would live 5 years. But the only one person in 10,000 would live to be 1,000 years old. And only one in a million would live to be 100,000 years old. So the idea that you're going to live forever, even if we make you have zero senescence, is a delusion. You live in a dangerous world and universe. But you could be really good looking, and you can run a race and play chess and read a book and have your own eyeballs and regrow organs and limbs and so on, and not end up being in a nursing home with tubes in every orifice at 150 and 250 and 300 years, just like the years that were prophesied in the Bible. It talks about the years shall be restored, so though a man or woman die at 100, it should be considered the years of a child. Those things are being restored through me standing on the shoulders of geniuses and giants and many others like Dr. Nesterov and other researchers like Linus Pauling and my colleague Dr. Truat, who worked on the molecular analysis of harmonic frequencies of atoms and ions based on their molecular and atomic weights. So it's not just me. I deal with a vast network of people where the final culmination is this lecture coming up in December, and I'm going to make a new video probably in the next month of the next iteration, which I posted up on YouTube and on Vimeo, to explain what I'm going to present. Now, why is this important? We can't afford health care. Now we're deciding that because we can't afford it, we're going to kill you. If you're a certain age, you're not going to get even conventional chemotherapy or surgery. We're going to give you really inferior treatment, and we're going to give you drugs that may make some symptoms go away, and it's going to hasten your demise, but you're going to die of something different. That's what Obamacare is, and that's what healthcare, by the way, in countries like Canada, Europe, and elsewhere, which is marginally better because at least it's in the public domain where it doesn't cost a fortune, and you don't have to have giant copays. But it's still really ridiculously poor care in Canada and Britain, National Health Service, etc. You have to understand there's no shortage of stupid doctors doing stupid things. And I consult with doctors and patients around the world. I can tell you, I, with your help, Jim, and others that are going to join us, are going to give the diagnostic connections, then we'll provide the therapeutic things to restore life and health and reverse aging. Again, aging is 90% of all diseases, just aging, and the rest is infection and trauma, which we can deal with. Thank you, Jim. We'll be back with Jim on Monday. He'll be back in hour number two. And coming up in hour number three here, we'll be joined with Tim Alexander on an autopsy, what happened with the so-called question and answer with Matt Lauer of the Hildebeest and President Trump, who should soon take his office to fix the mess we have. Back in a moment.
Ooh. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.